So, what was the gossip at the neighborhood barbecue after I left? Wanda from the nail salon told me there was some tea to spill, but she had to deal with a customer and I never did get to hear about it. No, I left early, remember? I didn't get to say goodbye to anyone before I left. It's about your son. Really? He was in the garage with the Rowan's nanny for a long time. Oh, I think I saw him walk off with her, but you mean you think your son's doing dirty things with that slut? Well, that's what she is. She's fucking her boss, you know. No, I'm not upset. It's just your son's too good for her. I can't believe he'd be dumb enough to fall for a slut like that. Yes, of course he needs experience with girls. I know that. I'm just protective over him, I guess. Because I'm like a second mother to him. God, I hope not. I mean, I don't think that's why. So, are you sure about this? Did you catch him with her? He was all red-faced afterwards. I see. Well, I guess I really am out of the loop being away for 2 weeks. So, what? Are they like dating now? True. I guess he wouldn't tell his mom. Maybe he'll tell me. Yeah, I have always had a special bond with him. Where is he now, by the way? Upstairs? Sorry, I just really need to talk with him. No, I'm not gonna mother him. Smother him is more like it. Well, I guess I'm surprised that you're up here in your room by yourself. Nothing. I just thought I'd find the Rowan's nanny in your bed. You know what I mean. All that preaching you did about wanting an older woman like me. That was all bullshit to get laid, wasn't it? Oh, please. I heard what happened between you and that little skank at the barbecue. You can't even deny it, can you? Your face is all red. It tells me everything I need to know. I hope that slut was worth it. Hypocrite? How am I being a hypocrite? I'm not the one who said I was in love with you and then gave it up to the first slut that spread her legs for me. No, you're right. I never did say I loved you, did I? Oh, don't you dare turn this around on me. Really? You expect me to believe that? The whole neighborhood knows something happened. I'd be a fool to. Yes. Exactly. I'd be a fool to trust you. Oh, that's rich. She understood you better than I do. Perfect. Just fucking perfect. See? This is exactly what I was afraid of. I knew it would come down to me not being enough for you. And still, I fell for you. I guess I'm older, just not wiser. Such a fucking cliche. No, don't touch me. I can't. Don't look at me like that either. That sad face, like you're gonna cry. Jesus, you already look like you have been crying. Oh, hey. What? No, everything's fine in here. Raised voices. We were just catching up since I've been away for a few weeks. Go on, sweetie. Tell your mom that everything's fine. No, thanks. I don't need anything at the store. Yeah, sure. We'll catch up at Wanda's next week. Oh, I can't stick around for dinner tonight. I'll just see myself out in a few minutes. Maybe I can help him pack. What? What? did your mom mean help you pack? Wait a minute. What's that suitcase for? You're going back to college in a week. I thought you were done. I know it's been hard for you to find work in your field. Extra credit. Oh, let me guess. Little Miss Nanny's gonna be studying there, too. Is she gonna get some extra credit? Maybe you two will get to bunk together. Wait, are you crying? Hey. Oh, fuck. Come here. Sit down on the bed beside me. Look, I'm sorry. I forget how young you really are sometimes. You know what I mean? Men are babies even in their 20s. Don't be sad. She's not the kind of girl you cry over. You're not crying over her. You don't even like her. Okay, I might have overreacted. I was just hurt. But I get that she's hot and you might have been tempted. Besides, I'm always telling you you should be with girls your own age. I just thought your feelings for me were real. And I should have known better than to trust someone as young as you are. No, don't. Just don't kiss me like that. I can't do this. I'm sorry, I just can't share you. What? Look at you. I am looking at you. Okay, I'm looking into your eyes. There's nothing at all between you and the Rowan's nanny. She's not your type. But people have been talking. You were all red-faced when you guys finished whatever you were doing in the garage. She knows you're in love with me. What? You told her about us? She knew. She caught you staring at me at the barbecue. When? Oh, when I was talking with Gary from the house on the corner? She could tell you were jealous. Of Gary. Ew. That's ridiculous. His breath smells like something crawled inside his mouth and died. No, of course not. What if people told you I'd done things with Gary? Well, they'd obviously be lying. Yes, exactly. Just starting malicious gossip. Besides, you know me. I'd never hurt you like that. Not with Gary. Fuck. That's what you've been trying to tell me about her, isn't it? You really didn't do anything with her? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Why are you smiling? Because I was jealous. I was not. Fine. Maybe I was a little jealous. She's sexy and young, and I can't compete with that. She's not me. Fuck. You always know what to say, don't you? I know you mean it. I'm sorry. I should have trusted you. I'm sorry you have to leave to go back to school. Is that what's got you so upset? You don't want to leave me. What? Oh, baby. How could I ever forget about you? If anything, I should be the one upset. You're going to have all those young college girls falling all over you. Even more determined than our neighborhood nanny to get their claws into a handsome new grad on campus who's smart and sweet. Don't be silly. It's too far for you to commute every day. You can come visit, like, every other weekend. Okay, every weekend. But maybe we can tell your mom that it's every other weekend, and then you can spend opposite weekends at my place. Of course I'd want that. I'd spend all weekend showing you that it's worth coming home to me. So, did you miss me while I was away these past few weeks? You were afraid I wouldn't come back before you had to leave. Oh, I'm here now. I guess I could give you a goodbye kiss. Or two. Or three. Oh, God, baby. I miss you so much. Lie back and let me show you how much I missed you. Looks like one part of you really missed me too, huh? No, don't you dare cover it up. I never want you to be embarrassed for being turned on by me. I love it. Oh, baby, I need to see you. I need to just tug your shorts off. Oh, God. God, I miss you. Oh, the girth of you feels so good in my hand. You like that? This cock belongs to me now. Yes, it does. At least for now. Until you change your mind. You won't change your mind. Good. I like the sounds of that. But let me just make sure by showing you how much I adore your cock. God, I forget how fucking huge you are. Oh, you know I love it. Is it bad of me to admit that I'm kind of a size queen? Oh, God, yes. You're a perfect fucking size, baby. Big enough to make me work for it. Oh, God, I could spend hours licking you, baby. And I will. Every other weekend, when you come home to me, I'll lick your cock. Kiss it. Suck it. Adore it. Oh, you know, it makes me so wet. Oh, God. You look so hot when you get that hungry look in your eyes. You want to see me, baby? Of course, I want you to see me. But you're gonna have to do it. Let me just climb up and straddle your lap. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good against my tight shorts. So hard. Sit up a bit. And slide my shirt up and off over my breasts. Oh, I wish I'd worn a bra so I could let you practice how to skillfully remove. Yes, baby. Oh, suck my nipples on that. Oh, God. God, you're starving for my tits, aren't you? Oh, you miss them. I know you miss me. I can feel it. Your cock's throbbing against my shorts. I bet it remembers what it feels like to be inside me, doesn't it? I love when you whimper like that, baby. You want to be inside me again, don't you? Oh, God, yes, I want that. Oh, fuck, let's get this shirt off you. I want to wrap my arms around you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love my breasts pressed up against you. So warm. Feels so good. Oh, you like the feel of my breasts against your bare chest. My shorts rubbing up against your cock. You're not supposed to notice that they're wet, you know. Aren't you cocky? Fuck yes. It is your hard cock pressed against me, making me wet. Oh, I want you. Yes, right now. Right fucking now. I'm gonna lay down on my back on your bed and you're gonna peel my shorts off, baby. Nice and slow. Slowly. Yes, I do like teasing you. And teasing me. Oh, because I want you so fucking bad. Oh, God. You know, a gentleman would not show me my own soaking wet panties. You're so bad. Oh, fuck yes, baby, get on top of me. Kiss me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Yeah, rub your cock against my pussy lips. Get it wet. Oh, baby. Oh, God. God, you're so handsome, you know that? I love looking up at your handsome face. Look into my eyes, baby. Watch me as you slide your cock inside my pussy. Slowly. Please, baby. Please. Oh, you're big. Oh, I can feel every inch of you. Never be too much for me, baby. Not for a woman like me. I need all of you, please. 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 Oh, fuck. Don't move for a sec, okay? Just kiss me. Buried deep inside me like this. Wriggling my hips, it just feels so good. I need you to fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Yes, I need that. I need to feel you moving inside me. Oh, oh God. God, that feels so good. No, no way. You're not hurting me. You're just making me crazy to come. Oh, can you feel that, baby? My pussy gripping you like that. So tight. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Ah, that was so deep. Oh, fuck. No, I liked it. Do it again. Do it again. Thrust all the way into me again, baby. Here. Harder. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck, baby. Harder. Faster. Yes, yes, baby, as fast as you want. Yeah, fuck, don't hold back. Just pound your cock inside me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Everything. 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 Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, I'm coming, baby! I'm gonna come! I'm coming! Oh, my God! Boss! Don't stop! Oh, don't stop! Don't stop! Oh! Yes! Yes, baby, yes! Oh, I feel you coming at me! Oh, give me all of your cum! Please! Please! So deep! So deep! Oh, God! So, what do you think? Would that be worth coming home every weekend for? Maybe if you get good grades and come home, get a job, I might just fall in love with you and we'd have to get married and have kids and live happily ever after. But first, you have to get your sexy ass to school, young man, so I guess I should help you get packed, huh? And I will, as soon as I'm done cleaning you up. Oh, God, we taste good together on your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, I forgot how resilient a young cock can be. We just might have to save the packing for a little while longer, yeah. Mm-hmm.